just as nutty as ever. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, I listened to my little shows on my Apple TV. I had the whole podcast app on there. Listening to Big Fatty at top volume. That's volume? Volume. I'm sure the neighbors are hearing it through the walls going, who the fuck is that? He's crazy. Oh my God. So yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm sure the neighbors are hearing it through the walls going, who the fuck is that?
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3016. The BFO for Thursday the 22th of August 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, they've announced who's going to be on the new dance. And yes, Big Fatty Ann, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, normalers. Big Fatty, that's not a word. It is today. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're normalists today because y'all Big Fatty feels a little bit more like normal. Yeah, I'll tell you about after what happened after I recorded yesterday's little show in just a few minutes. But y'all, I'm trying to get back to a little bit of sense of normalcy before I head over to Hatlanta to go visit the Hat Arena in her new assisted living place. Y'all, my brothers and sisters-in-law moved her to the new place last Thursday, a week ago. And y'all, I don't know how it's going. I can tell you she's fallen out of the bed twice. Big Fatty, okay, sounds normal to me. But she wasn't hurt or anything like that. And she kind of had a Big Fatty, aren't you supposed to play the roller coaster? Well, I probably should have played the roller coaster music, but I didn't. Big Fatty, back to normal, fucking it up. But anyway, y'all, she was kind of having a pity party on hump day, and y'all, she didn't want to eat or anything like that, but y'all, all was resolved because by supper time she had forgotten she was having a pity party, and she ate all of her banana pudding, and all was right with the world. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 22th of August, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all used to do a little show, they talked about that Breaking Wind. No, Big Fatty, Breaking Bad. You're the one Breaking Wind. Oh, okay. Y'all, it is Mark with a Q from the It's All About Meh. It's All About Meh. And y'all, I was able to meet Mark and Ed. At the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas a couple of times, I think. And y'all, they just decided to give up the ghost. And yes, Big Fatty, everybody's quit the little shows except you. And you just keep going and going despite everybody's wishes. Well, anyway, it's Mark's birthday. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, I've never met this person in face-to-face, but y'all, he is up there. I believe he is up there in the New York City. Big Fatty, New York City! Yes! Y'all, I believe he works at the salsa plant. Y'all, it's the one and only Lamont Cranston. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Lamont Cranston! We do love Lamont Cranston. And y'all, he's always sending out comments on the Twitter. I don't know if he's on the FaceSpace or not, but y'all, if you see, it's all about me, Mark or Lamont Cranston on the Twitter or the FaceSpace. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! So normal to have the happy music. It does indeed. And y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, I told you I was going out for dinner with some friends, and y'all, we went to the Carrabba's Italian Grill. And y'all, once a month they have what they call a wine dinner. Big Fatty, with people just sitting around complaining. No, not wine dinner. Wine dinner. Oh, Big Fatty, that's very different. It's true. Y'all, it was the wine dinner that we went to last night. And y'all, they had a pairing with each course. And I don't remember what they were. There were three reds and one white. The white came with the appetizer was a shrimp scampi. Y'all, it was good. And then there was a pasta course that was the rigatoni, you know, the big tubes. And it had some tomato sauce on it, and but not too much. And some red bell pepper in there, and some sausage. And y'all, then the main course was a, which I'm surprised they served it with a red, but it was the chicken masala and some roasted carrots. Y'all, the carrots were delicious. Well, the chicken was too, but the carrots were really delicious. Yes, Big Fatty, I bet they were waxed. Could be. And then for dessert, there was a kind of a chocolate mousse with fresh whipped cream and chocolate shavings on it. And we had a red dessert wine with that. Y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, the next one at this particular, and you might, if you've got a Carrabba's in your area, check it out. Y'all, the next one at this one is $40 a person. And y'all, I think that's what it was last night. But the next one, y'all, they're going to have berries and burrata, which is a burrata cheese with strawberries and blueberries drizzled with olive oil and balsamic glaze. Then a penne pasta tossed with black pepper cream sauce, mushrooms, and tomatoes, and topped with grilled shrimp. Y'all, then there's a Tuscan grilled sirloin masala. And y'all, then the fourth course is a toasted nut brownie. Yes, Big Fatty, toasted nut brownie. Wasn't that the old gal's stripper name back in her sweet tooth days? Yeah, Gussie, it could have been, but y'all, y'all, I think that's going to be a monthly get-together for former coal mine friends, and y'all, it was just lovely, just lovely. And y'all, it wasn't just a, you know, they pour you a little half glass of wine, or a little third of a glass of wine, but y'all, if you wanted more, you could drink all you wanted. Big Fatty sounds like something Derwood would like. Oh, well, they'd lose money on him. But y'all, before I went, you know, I had my mail held. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. No, M-A-I-L. Oh, never mind. And y'all, there was something in the little mailbox. Make a wish. Christmas in the tree. Christmas in your heart. And y'all, we're just going to open these up and see what we got here. First, it's in a pink envelope here. Let's just see what we got. And it says, oh, y'all, there's a couple of old biddies on the front. And it says, my memory is so bad. How bad is it? Says the other one. And they say, how bad is what? Betty, see what we have to look forward to? Happy birthday. So sad, you know how the old people get. Happy exiting day. Number one, and Craig will be very there. Y'all, that is just as sweet as that is that can be. Bill and Craig, they were down there at the Pride 48 in New Orleans. And yeah, gentlemen, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture of these two cards up on the www for Tamari. And y'all, the next one is from Princess Hannah. I can't imagine. It's a birthday card. She's already sent me one or two. I don't know. And y'all, it's another birthday card. Beep, Fanny. It says, it's that old woman, Hagatha, I think is her name. It says there's an old saying about how great it is to get older. And y'all, you open it up and it says big. Too bad I can't remember what it is. Big, Freddy, I'm noticing a trend here. It's true. It says, I hope you have a what? Some kind of exiting, a carry, a I don't know what that says. Canal, I don't know what that says. Exiting. Thank you for going past episode 3000. Love. Hannah, Joe, and boy, the boy genius. Big Fanny. And clearly, Princess Hannah forgot she's already sent me a card. Big Fanny, that's what happens when you get old. But anyway, well, thank y'all for that. And I got home on hump day night, and I watched the Sunday night episode of The Big Brother, which, y'all, it was preempted a little bit, so I didn't see the very end of it, but I knew how it ended. But anyway, y'all, I slept like a baby once I went to sleep. It took me a little bit to go to sleep, you know, and it's just about, you know, I wanted to take some medicine so that the crud was going to start disappearing. And y'all, it worked. Got up. Hump day. Excuse me. That was Tuesday night I did that. Hump day morning. Woke up about 8:30 a.m. in the morning. I said, no. No. And y'all, I rolled right back over and woke up at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Fixed me some coffee. Got me a shower. And I was off. I was off to our weekly lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all gave him all the details about Big Fanny, not all the details. Well, the ones that were not quite vulgar, and told him how that Pride 48 was a great success. And I had the ham and bacon melt on the sourdough bread, y'all. It was just what the doctor ordered. Big Fanny didn't know you'd been to the doctor. Well, I hadn't. But y'all, then after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fanny. Big Fanny, what the hell happened to my voice? I don't know. As they do on hump day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had those little bitty cans of the Coca-Cola on sale again. And y'all, you know, since we're going to be having the Natterers over here on every once in a while on a Friday night, I picked up another six-pack of the Diet Coca-Cola and the regular Coca-Cola. They were buy two, get one free. Y'all got me a little jar of the Jif peanut butter. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Von's East butter on sale. Plus, I had a coupon, so I went ahead and got that. Got me a half dozen eggs. Y'all, they had the Bird's Eye Steam Fresh Vegetables. Buy one, get one free. Got me a couple of bags of the Broccoli Florets. Y'all, they have something called Tillamook. Tillamook ice cream. Y'all, it was buy one, get one free. And everybody says that is a real good ice cream. And y'all have been waiting for it to go on sale, so I got me it's chocolate ice cream with a peanut butter swirl in it. Plus, I had a coupon, so I got me a one container of that. Y'all, they had the little pouch of chopped Bayfran. Y'all, I'm got me some of those Caesar Solid kits. Y'all, I'm going to put some of that chopped Bayfran on my Caesar Solid. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars. Buy one, get one free. I got a couple of those, you know, just to have whenever I'm ready. Y'all, I got me some Caesar Solid croutons. They had the boneless chicken bazooms. Buy one, get one free. So I got a package of those. Y'all, they had the Oscar Mayer black pepper bacon. Buy two, get one free. So I got three of those. And y'all, I mentioned the Caesar Solid. The Caesar Solid kits were three for $10. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I spent $48.83, but I saved $36.38. Yes, Big Freddy, add that on to the $8,000 you've already saved. It's true. Y'all, on the Good Morning America on Hump Day, they announced the celebrities for the fall season of The Dancing. They're going to have that Karamo Brown. You know, he's on the queer. He's on the queer eye. Y'all, they're going to have Hannah Brown. I don't know who the hell she is, but she was on The Bachelor at some point. Y'all, they've got that James Vanderbeek. Y'all, he said over the years he would never do Dancing with the Stars. You know, that's Dawson. That's Dawson from the Dawson's Creek. And y'all, then they have the Christie Brinkley. She's a model, an iconic supermodel. Very iconic supermodel. Y'all, they have Kate Flannery. Don't know her, but she was evidently on The Office. Y'all, they've got Ray Lewis. He is a former NFL linebacker with the Baltimore Ravens. Big fan, I bet Stevie B knows him. Lamar Odom. Y'all, he played the sports ball, the basketball sports ball. Then they've got Lauren Alaina. I don't know who the hell that is. Y'all, she was the runner-up on the 10th season of American Idol. Big fatty, who cares? Allie Brooke, don't know her either. She's a one-fifth of the girl group Fifth Harmony. Sean Spicer, you know, that's that Melissa McCarthy is going to be dancing, evidently. Y'all, he was that mouthpiece for the White House there for a while. Kel Mitchell, he was on some kind of show called All That on the Nickelodeon. And y'all, Mary Wilson, she's 75 years old. And she was with the Supremes alongside that Diana Ross. Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, it sounds like it's going to be an interesting season of The Dancing. You know, The Dancing wasn't on this spring, so it'll be nice to have them back. Yes, Big Betty. y'all, hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I've about decided I'm going to go to Hatlanta on Sunday unless there's some sort of calamity that I need to go before that. But that's kind of my plan right now, and then be over there all next week. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that frequency. You know, he does the Gay Wasteland. Big Fatty hadn't done it in a while. It's true. And frequency, what do you tell your friends about the BFO?
I'm sure the neighbors are hearing it through the walls going, who the fuck is that?
Not just the neighbors, the whole damn neighborhood says it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.